Just this past week, I received many, many phone calls, many, many emails from people who are deeply distressed over the fact that Trader Joe's has changed their chocolate chips from OK Pariv to OK D. They are now going to bear a dairy sign on the package of these semi-sweet chocolate chips. And apparently, this is a very big problem for people who bake kosher food, because if you want to bake a chocolate chip cookie or a chocolate chip cake for after a Shabbos meal, and your Shabbos meal involves fleishigs, so it's the only reasonably good chocolate chip on the market is the Trader Joe's semi-sweet chocolate chip. From an article in JewishJournal.com, they explain to us exactly why it's such a big deal, and it says that the chocolate manufacturing requires cocoa butter and cocoa, but those are expensive ingredients when not purchased in massive volumes. And small kosher brands know their consumers aren't willing to pay what it would cost to produce premium chocolate chips. So most Heimischer brands use fillers and synthetic flavorings and rely on the fact that they have a captive audience. They're clearly making inferior chocolate. They often can't even legally call it chocolate. It's called chocolate flavored chips. But Trader Joe's is, because it's a much larger company and they're able to make it in so much more bulk, they're able to make genuine chocolate chips, and therefore their chocolate chips are much, much better. And apparently, just to give you a sense of the emotion that people are expressing about this, in this article it says, "It's just really sad," said a woman from Beverly Wood, a mother of four who bought 20 bags of chocolate chips at Trader Joe's in West Hollywood. "It means that I'll have to use bitter chocolate chips in my cookies, and it means I'll have to pay more for my chocolate chips. It wouldn't be such a big deal if the kosher brand chocolate chips were better." And apparently this is something that has caused a major run on Trader Joe's chocolate chips. There were people that were buying 20 bags, 80 bags, 100 bags. The article records that there were people buying, I think it was up to 170 bags to cover them for the next few months. That's the quote. I'm not sure why they need 170 bags for a few months, but whatever it is, they were buying a lot of chocolate chips because this was something they were very nervous about. So what's the matzias? What exactly happened over here? Are the semi-sweet chocolate chips, in fact, now dairy and therefore forbidden to be used? So the article explains, and I just want to give a disclaimer, anything I'm saying right now is lahalacha velo lemaisa, because unless I have a thorough knowledge and understanding of exactly how it works, and I'm not just relying on an internet article, I can't really say for certain that my understanding of the matzias is correct. Hopefully my understanding of the halacha is correct, but I'm not certain that my understanding of the matzias is correct. But I'll describe to you the way the matzias is explained over here. Trader Joe's issued a statement that the ingredients of their semi-sweet chocolate chips have not changed one bit. The machinery that they make it on has not changed at all and is dedicated only to making semi-sweet chocolate chips. So it is not what we would call DE, dairy equipment. There are a lot of things on the market that say D, but in fact we know they are only DE and therefore may be eaten after a fleishig meal, although not together with a fleishig meal. Most famously amongst them, Oreos cookies and Haagen-Dazs sorbet. Those things are, they say D, but they are in fact are, at least last time I checked, are DE. Could change at any moment and we wouldn't know, but those things are usually DE and not D. This is not DE. It's not made on milchig machinery either. So what is the concern? So the OK explained in a statement that the monitoring of the level of separation between Pariv and dairy is no longer sufficient to meet the requirements of OK Pariv. In other words, they say that there's no way for them to be able to guarantee that there aren't errant milk chocolate chips in the semi-sweet bags. The problem is in the packaging. When they're packaging the chocolate chips, there's a concern, a possibility that every once in a while, a milk chocolate chip will end up in a Pariv chocolate chip bag, in a semi-sweet chocolate chip bag. And therefore, as a responsible kosher organization, the OK would never label something as Pariv if they weren't absolutely certain that the entire ingredients of that package were Pariv. That is a general halacha in giving of kashrus, not halacha, but a general policy in kashrus organizations, that they never rely on bittul to give a hashkachav. Let's say you have a company that puts in just a tiny drop of chazer shmelt into all of their cookies, even though it's batel b'shishim, the chazer shmelt is batel b'shishim, you will never find such a cookie with an OU, an OK, a chavke, or any of the other, starke, any of the other major reliable hashkachos, because there is a concept called in Shulchan Aruch, ein mevat nisal, that if one is not permitted to be mevatel and iser on purpose, And when we're giving Hashkacha, it's our way of certifying that everything was done Kedasu Kedin, and we are not Mavatal any Isser in the making of this product. There's no Usser ingredients whatsoever. The halacha is, if someone was mevatel in Isra l'chadchila, then it's Usser for the person who was mevatel the Isra, as well as for the person who the Isra was mevatel for, who they were mevatel the Isra for. And since a company is being mevatel the Isra for all of their customers, and if it has an OU on it, they're being mevatel it for all of their kosher consumers, so it would be Usser for one to eat such a food that had bitel Isra. Now over here, it's important to point out, we are talking about Heter. We are not talking about Isser. Plus, there is no issue of Bitul Isser L'Chadchila over here, because they aren't actually being Mevatel an Isser. Being Mevatel an Isser means purposely putting in the Chazer Shmaltz into the soup. Not if it accidentally falls into the cookie. That would not be a violation of Ein Mevatlin. It is clear that they do not intend to actually have milk and chocolate chips go in their part of chocolate chip bags, but that sometimes a mistake might happen where a milk and chocolate chip or two may end up in a chocolate chip bag. So that l'chora would not be an issue of, even if it were an issue of Isser, would not be an issue of Ein Mevatlin Isser L'Chadchila. So the most basic reason why I think there's a lot of reason to be makel over here, if my understanding of the thesis is correct, to have chocolate chip cookies made with Trader Joe's chocolate chips after a fleishig meal, or as the article describes, after a typical Shabbat meal of, what did it say, grilled chicken, roasted vegetables, and quinoa salad, the greatest raya that the article is written in California, no chulent, no potato kugel, very health-conscious article, but there are many rayas, many reasons that I think it's perhaps still permissible to eat these chocolate chips after a fleishig meal. Let's start with the basics. What kind of isra are we dealing with over here? Are we dealing with nisad rabbanan or nisad daraisa? So the halacha clearly is that in order for something to be basa b'chal midaraisa, Torah says, lo savashel g'diba chalevi mil, three times, and the Gemara darshins, derech bishul asra Torah, that something is only asra as basa b'chal midaraisa if it is derech bishul, if you have cooked milk and meat together. They had to have been cooked together in order for it to be basa b'chal midaraisa. Now, to eat milk and meat in the same meal is asra midrabanan, according to all of the shitos in Yardea Simon Peites, all the shitos that are quoted from Rishonim, that you're not allowed to eat, how long you have to wait after eating fleishig, before eating milchig. Shulchan Aruch calls you have to wait 6 hours. The Rama says meikra din, really just another su'uda, you have to wait till the next su'uda, and the minhag is based on the Zohar to wait 1 hour, the Rama says, and then he says at the end many are knowing to wait 6 hours anyway. But all of that, that minimally it's got to be another su'uda. If it's not even another su'uda, then we're talking about din, we're not only talking about minhag. So it seems that we're dealing with a din, but a din midrabanan. The general rule is, when you have a suffik on a din drabanan, suffik drabanan l'kula. If you have a bag of chocolate chips that went to make chocolate chip cookies, and you are not sure if that bag had any milk and chocolate chips that might have gotten mixed in, I don't know what the percentages are, but let's assume for the sake of argument that it's in the realm of suffik, that it's not a rove, that it's only a suffik whether there are any milk and chocolate chips mixed in. On the very simple level, it would seem that you have suffik drabban and lakula. Now, we do not say suffik drabban and lakula on a davar sheish lamatirin, on something that if you were to just wait a little bit longer, it would become mutter. So there is room to argue that, for instance, let's say I'm not sure if I've waited 6 hours since I last ate fleishigs, and I have a real milk and chocolate bar, or I have coffee with milk in it, am I allowed to drink that coffee if I'm not sure if it has been 6 hours? So on the one hand, you'd say, Savik Drabanan Lakula. There are those that argue, though, that no, maybe this is a Davar Shiesh Lamatirin. I think the Yad Ephraim and the Sadeh Shulchan Aruch talks about this. I forgot to look it up. A Davar Shiesh Lamatirin, because after all, if you just wait another little while, so then it's going to become Mutter. So maybe you should have to wait a little while till it becomes Mutter. So I heard from Rabbi Ganak, Shlita, that maybe you could argue that this does not fit the definition of Davar Shiesh L'Matirin. The svar of Davar Shiesh L'Matirin is, why would you have it while it's Usser? Just wait a little bit longer, it'll become Mutter, and you will not have lost anything. It will be Mutter if you wait a little bit longer. But when you're dealing with eating milchigs, I'm not talking about this cheftza, this object of milchigs. talking about my heter to eat something milchig. Well, waiting a little bit longer, yes, it will then become mutter for me to eat milchigs, but I still lost out on the opportunity to eat milchigs at this moment. Meaning, when it's something that I'm only going to eat once, it's about the cheftz, it's about the object, it's about, will I eat this now, will I eat it later? Either way, I'm only going to eat it once. So then we'll say, davar sheyesh lo matirin, might as well eat it later. But over here, we're talking about milchigs in general. I'm never going to eat all the milchigs in the world, but I want to eat milchigs now, and maybe I want to eat milchigs later also. So it's not that I do lose something by waiting a little bit. So maybe davar sheyesh lo matirin doesn't apply to waiting between milchigs and fleishigs. So what about, okay, so on the pashat level you have Savik Drabban Lukula, but even more than that, there is a halacha in Shulchan Aruch called bittul. If you have two items that are yavish b'yavish, that are two dry items that are mixed together, yavish b'yavish doesn't have to be dry, it could be two cups of milk, one from a treifa cow and one from a kosher cow, or let's say three cups of milk, two from a kosher cow, one from a treifa cow, but you don't mix the contents of the cup with each other, you just have three cups, even though the milk itself is wet. Yavish b'yavish means that the tarovis doesn't all become one entity, it doesn't become one unit. Lach b'lach would be when it becomes one unit, like when you pour a little milk into chicken soup and it gets all mixed in the chicken soup. So what happens when you have tarovis of yavish b'yavish? Shulchan Aruch says, min b'min a yavish b'yavish is chad b'trei batel. That if you have two kosher for every one and non-kosher, it becomes batel and it's therefore mutter to eat them. There is a machlokas rishonim, whether if you have one cup of treifa milk and two cups of kosher milk, can you drink all three cups of milk? Or do you have to give the three cups of milk to different people? Do you have to throw out one of the cups? Can you drink all three at the same time? Okay, major discussion rishonim, but pasha pshat, there is bittul. And again, over here, we're not dealing with isser, we're dealing with heter. It's milchig, kosher chocolate chip. It seems that it would certainly be batel in a tarovis yavish b'yavish, and once you bake it, it's now in a tarovis of lach b'lach, because now it's giving flavor, and as long as there are 60 times to the one, that would be mevatel tarovis of lach b'lach. Now the truth is, once it's already batel yavish b'yavish, you don't even need the 60 times when you bake it, but you probably have that anyway. There's so many chocolate chips in the bag, and even if one milchig one snuck into your package, even al tzad ha-safek, that it snuck into your package, it has already become batel anyway. Someone asked on Friday, what about the concept of beria, that if you have an entire unit of something, it can't become batel? It is very clear that this is not a beria. The halacha of beria is that if you have something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made, like an entire bug, or an entire Gidah Nasha, or an entire Aver Minachai, so it can't become batel. But the many Rishonim hold, Beria is only something that once was alive. Other Rishonim say, no, it doesn't have to have once been alive, but it has to at least be something that God made whole, like an entire grape, an entire kernel of wheat. That's when you would say something is a beria and does not become batel. But something that we make and we fashion to look like a chip, that does not take on the status of a beria at all. It is certainly not a chaticha ruya l'skabe. That would be something that you would serve to somebody else. So it seems that there is a significant reason to assume that even if there were one or two chocolate chips in each that were milchig in each of the chocolate chip bags, it would be batel. It does not seem to be a violation of bittul isur l'chatchila, because again, the whole thing is an accident. It's not something that they're eager to have happen. So lahalacha, but again, v'lo l'maisa, it would seem that there should be no problem with having these chocolate chip cookies after a fleishig meal. Not to probably, maybe not to melt them on your meat, but you wouldn't do that anyway, but certainly not to, that it would seem that halachically it would be permissible to have them after a fleishig meal. The way I understand it is they're already working on fixing the problem anyway, and by the time any of us, any of this becomes lemaisa, and we run out of our power of chocolate chips, they probably will have found a new manufacturer already who's going to make them Parav according to the OK standards, and everything will be good, and this will just be another blip on the screen of kashrus in Jewish history, like the great Stella Doro threat of 2003, when the Stella Doro cookies were almost became milchigs, until the great outcry that we managed to save it, Baruch Hashem. Okay.